listen, in view of the last three or four speakers, we'll take about 10 minutes after 3, then we'll do our add-ons so we can get out of here about 3:15. So let's take about 30 minutes for discussion. The floor is open. Members of the council, Mr. Strickland.
I will pass out a resolution that's in front of the county commission. Briefly, I disagree with the mayor on a couple points respectfully, and one of the points is that the mayor is not the only decision maker in the process. The council has funding power, and I believe must accept the funds from the state, and actually there's funds outside of the state. Memphis taxpayers paid this. I think this is hand in glove with the health department. Memphis city taxpayers are paying for a service that people outside of Memphis are receiving. And that is what got people interested in fair taxation, not a state law that created the health department or mandated who to pay. It was the taxation issue. And as a result of the county's interest in this, I'd like to make an oral resolution that be it resolved that city government transfer the operation of MSAR to Shelby County Government.
Second.
Now, when you say oral resolution, this is a motion you want the full council to consider.
Yes. I don't have it in writing.
All right. It's got a second. You need to reduce it, obviously, to writing before the council would fully vote on this. Let's have a discussion on the motion on the floor and then move on. Yes, Ms. Howard.
I just need to, I have a clarifying question. What created the Rape Crisis Center? I need to know the history behind how that was created, what governs it, what authorized the city to run it. Because just from the little bit of information that I've been privy to, and that's why I thought it was important that we waited on the mayor to give us a full report. I know for a fact, in the ad hoc work that we did where we talked about the health department, the county government is responsible for the health department. I don't know if the county, the city, maybe the city has accepted responsibility, you know, what governs the authority of the crisis center.
All right, you're asking.
I'm really asking the administration, can we get that information back?
We can get the information back. I understand your position relative to the health department, because from that perspective, it talks about a countywide mandate for a health department, and the local municipalities have the discretion to participate in it. The countywide, that is not the case with regard to MSA. There is not this state mandate that says every municipality or every county must have an MSAR. There is a requirement related to the CPIC.
See, I think before we engage in any votes, we need to know exactly what we're dealing with, because if that's the case, then I'm ready to put a broad motion on the table that the city just stop providing services outside of the city limits, period.
And I think that is your right.
We just need to know.
No, I understand exactly what you're saying. But any motion that hits this floor with a second will be entertained and voted on. And it's your right to make a motion as you just suggested, if you'd like. Right now, we're talking about the motion on the floor. And I understand your question has not been answered.
Are you suggesting that we should not know this information prior to?
I'm suggesting that we can take a vote on this motion and see where that leads us. If information differs, if we do something that's illegal, it won't stand. I'm suggesting that a motion has a second, and we're going to listen, entertain it, and vote on it.
Okay. My final comment, Mr. Chair. I think it's totally inappropriate for us to suggest if the council does something illegal, we'll just reverse it.
I will accept a motion to overrule the chair.
We can vote on it.
Okay,
if you
fine.
All want
good. Thank
what
you.
I'm asking you, and maybe I need to ask the maker of the motion, do you have